Hey, it is a Bluesy Tuesday. I am Tim Rocky here with the Radio Free Palmer sports scene. You know what that means. We've got all the sports news, jazz, and blues coming right your way. We are going to consult with our statistics department briefly. And following that, and probably some funk, some blues, some jazz numbers, things of those sort, we will be on air, live, on air, on 89.5 FM, Radio Free Palmer, with Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. It's going to be a blast and a half, so stay tuned.
Scratch my edge, sweet Annie Rich, and welcome me back to town. Come out on your porch, step into your parlor, I tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and the guts and Last night at 2:30. So Richmond waved his lantern goodbye and good day as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the grievous angel, and now I know just what I have to do. And the money is something I've never been shown, and I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea, and I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. News I could bring, I met up with a king.
Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC.
Yes, yes. I'm Tim Rocky. This is the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. How y'all doing today? I'm doing all right. It is, thanks for asking, radio listeners out there. It is a wonderful day to be a sports fan, as always. The NBA playoffs, or the NBA playoffs, as I like to call them, at this time of the year, are in full effect. The Cavaliers are out doing Cavaliers things. The NHL playoffs are in full effect, and we have hockey players taking each other's heads off because that is, you know, hockey player things to do. We have baseball. Oh, thank goodness gracious that baseball is going on. Makes me one happy sports fan right here in the studio. So I'm going to go over what's going on in the NBA playoffs at the moment. We have got the Spurs that moved on past the Memphis Grizzlies. Vince Carter, one of the last remaining member of the 1998 draft that featured the likes of Paul Pierce, Antoine Walker, Kobe Bryant, is retired. He finished his last game. He sent out a variety of strange tweets thanking fans, thanking haters, thanking all sorts of people who have helped him along the way. But being the elder statesman that Mr. Paul Pierce is, he kind of had some issues with the tweets. There were some grammatical errors. Like, you'd think at this point in your career, you're sending out a really important thank you message to the fans, to the coaches, to everyone who listens to you. You'd give it a second look, bud, before hitting the send. That's just me, a Twitter connoisseur as I am, and he may not be that kind of guy. But Paul Pierce will forever be remembered as one of the greatest Celtics of all time, the 15th highest scorer in NBA history. He came back in Game 6 of the Finals after going to the locker room in a wheelchair, people. A wheelchair. My grandfather is 90 years old, and he does not use a wheelchair, but Paul Pierce, the professional athlete, was like, you know what, I can't make this walk right now. It's not happening. He won a NBA Finals Larry O'Brien trophy with the Celtics, the original Big Three. In his quest for a second ring, he fell short a number of times, first going to Brooklyn, then went to reunite with Doc Rivers in Los Angeles with the Clippers, but the Clippers lost Blake Griffin in the playoffs, and they clippered. At this point, the thing that the Clippers do is they have a fantastic regular season, and they get to the playoffs, and they decide that they're done playing basketball. So hats off to Paul Pierce, the great basketball player to watch. One of the greatest nicknames in sports history. He was the truth. And that then evokes the taunt after you, you know, break somebody's ankles or hit a three in their face that you can't handle the truth. I really wish I had that nickname. I'm jealous. So, going on tonight, the Wizards are playing the Celtics. The Wizards are up 85-73. John Wall has been going off, trying to establish himself as the best point guard in the league today. Steph Curry's up there, Chris Paul, Kyrie Irving, of course, but Wall has 33 points and 11 assists right now as they're leading the Celtics. Isaiah Thomas has 22 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. That one is early in the third. Later on tonight, we will see the Jazz, the most boring team in basketball. Not even the Spurs. The Spurs are not even that boring anymore because now that it's playoff time, they kind of break into that half-court set where Kawhi Leonard goes to work and he says, you know, I am the most underrated, quietest superstar in the league. And the Jazz are one of those teams where they have a number of excellent role players. They've got ISO Joe Johnson out there shimmy-shaking his way to buckets left and right. But for the most part, they play defense and they move the ball. They're a Spurs emulator. If there is any team that is trying to be like the Spurs in the league, it is the Jazz. They will play the Warriors, who are at this point without Steve Kerr. He had back surgery 2 years ago, has been dealing with issues, ridiculous pain issues throughout last season and this season. He just succumbed to his pain, and he is not able to be on the sidelines and be involved in the game as a coach. So Mike Brown, who for years was the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, got kind of handed the reins to the LeBron James ship early on in his career and did not actually ever win a championship with LeBron James on the team. He is the assistant coach for the Warriors, so he has taken the helm. So the guy that they have running the team right now is not too shabby. Last night, the Cleveland Cavaliers cavaliered all over the Toronto Raptors. Despite an impressive fourth quarter from the Raptors, the Cavs won 116-105. LeBron James with 35, 10 rebounds and 4 assists in that one. The Rockets came out, and I'm not going to use every team as their own verb, but they did what they do. James Harden with 20 points and 14 assists, and they beat up all over the Spurs. It was not fair. It was not fun. No one enjoyed watching that massacre. 126-99, that is in the Western Conference semis. Now, John Wall has been having great games all playoffs. This is not something new. On Friday night, he had 42 points in a 115-99 victory over the Hawks, moving them to the second round. So, moving into the further NBA debate of not only who's going to win, but who is the greatest player. At this point, LeBron James is having so much fun being the best player in the league that last night, after getting fouled and knowing he was going to the free throw line, he kind of sauntered on down the baseline and mingled in with the fans, grabbed a chilled beverage of the adult persuasion, brings it up to his mouth, and then no. And then gives it back, and he's like, you know what? Gatorade's probably a better move for me at this point. And after the game, he's joking, and he says, you know, I'm more of a wine guy, so if that had been a nice Malbec or Merlot or, you know, like some Pinot Grigio, maybe I would have, you know, indulged mid-game. But he decided that it was better for him and probably for his pocketbook not to indulge in that mid-game beverage. So the NBA is getting into the semifinals. The Jazz, if any team can beat the Warriors, if any team can actually slow down the offensive, ridiculous machine that is the Golden State Warriors, complete with Kevin Durant at this point, I think that is the Jazz. The Jazz are sound defensively. They are a ball movement team that is not going to be hindered by one player having an off night. Gordon Hayward has been their leading scorer, but he is not in any way the guy that they go to for instant offense. That's Joe Johnson, who for years was a great Suns player, then left and went to Atlanta. He spent a cup of coffee with Brooklyn. He's just been an offensive machine wherever he's been, shoots well from outside. He's a larger guard at 6'7". He can take the ball inside. Moving fast and passing the ball is just not his thing. He's a relic of an era when you would keep the ball and say, it is me against you. I don't care about these other eight players on the floor who are being paid ridiculous salaries. It's you against me, and I want to know what you've got. So the Cavaliers are kind of expecting at this point a matchup with the Celtics, although I would not be surprised if the Wizards give good chase. I think Washington has the guard play. John Wall is out of his mind right now. It's going to be real tough for any team that is not the Golden State Warriors to dethrone the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I mean, the Wizards are so good. John Wall is moving faster than anyone on the court at any given time, and their forwards are even playing decent at this point. Marcin Gortat is in, I don't want to call it mid-season form, but he's doing his thing. They've got slash players all over the place. Kelly Oubre, Brandon Jennings coming in and leading the second group has done well. Bradley Beal has moved into a fantastic role as the Robin to Wall's Batman, where Bradley Beal can shoot from anywhere on the floor. He is ready to shoot Jack. Otto Porter Jr. is another slash player who's at like 6'9", 6'10 at this point, but he's still trying to make his way as a guard in the league, and he's doing quite well at that. These young players that complement Wall and Beal are something scary. If I'm the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'm saying I don't necessarily have two lockdown defenders that I can put on guards to just completely negate the front court and say, you know, it's John Wall versus the world. I don't know that they can slow down the Wizards if they get that matchup. Now, the Celtics played well all year, but it's become too much of the Isaiah Thomas show. And Isaiah Thomas, while he has made every bid for the MVP this season, is 5'9". And it's hard to believe that a man who's 5'9" on a good day can lead a team to victory throughout the entire month of May. This season, he averaged... I've got to look this up real quick. Isaiah Thomas this season averaged 28.9 points per game and 5.9 assists. He was one of the highest used players in the game. When you look at his player use rating, he's got the ball almost all the time. And when you say you're going to have to shoot it from outside, or you're going to have to drive and then make a kick to a better player or a more open player at this point, it's going to be tough for you to continue that offense throughout the entire duration of the playoffs. Now, the Cavaliers are, as I said, having fun, doing Cavalier things, and what they have got going for them right now is kind of LeBron James is in coast mode. He's doing his LeBron James thing, and they've got the other players around them filling in exactly where they need to be filling in. Kevin Love has been the man that they need him to be. 9 rebounds and 18 points the other night in their victory. Kyrie Irving, 24 points and 10 assists. Those are exactly the numbers you're looking for from those guys. Tristan Thompson picking up 14 rebounds and 11 points. You don't really want him to have the ball on the offensive end. You want him to be your grit and grind guy going out there and banging bodies. Now, Deron Williams was their late season pickup who... very well may be the key to their championship success, even in his old age. But being able to lead a second team and get LeBron James some valuable rest and not have the lead just vanish in the middle of the game is something they're going to require when you get later on in the playoffs. Now, we all expect at this point the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers to meet in the NBA Finals. The Houston Rockets may very well have something to say about that. They've been playing excellent basketball under Mike D'Antoni, and if they're going to beat the Spurs, they could definitely beat the Golden State Warriors, especially without Steve Kerr. It's going to be very, very fun to watch. All right, I've got a couple of updates. Baseball, as I said, is back in effect. That is important news. The Palmer Moose lost 11-6 to Wasilla at Wasilla last night. Palmer also played Grace to an 8-8 tie last week. It's summer. It is summer, but it is cold out there, folks. I was in my Carhartt bibs and my Carhartt coat because I do not mess around. And they Palmer ended up losing to Kenai. I am going to try to get a hold of one of my Colony players and get some Colony scores here for you in the near to very near future. But baseball's back. Find a diamond somewhere. Get out there and grab some sunflower seeds and go get a hoarse voice, people. Enjoy the baseball that is around you because it is here. If you're a soccer fan, I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell you where the soccer games are. It's just not my thing. But I know Palmer plays Wasilla again on the 15th. It's a wonderful thing to go out there and be in the atmosphere of a baseball game. Something I'm very much looking forward to. Started practice last night with the JD Steele Little League team that I coach. We've been running batting practice with the American Legion team and the softball team. My summer is going to be either spent at work, sleeping, or on a diamond somewhere, and I am happy about that. All right, that's just about all we've got for the show tonight. If you are, let me phrase this correctly. So prayers out to my Aunt Martha, who is having surgery today. If anyone would like to send good vibes to Florida, that would be much appreciated. And we're going to leave you with a 90s jam for the rest of the show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Tim Rocky, and this has been the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. Nobody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored.